relatively.
This is a way, this is a sadhan to make rich milan.
So in Prakrit Lila, mostly separation is presented, conditioned souls?
We are in separation. We should weep as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu weeps for Krishna. We should weep when Krishna went to Mathura at Dwarka and gopis are weeping. By weeping this, we can one day can have Krishna. So, bhajan means to realize separation. When you realize separation, then you will meet.
Our Guru Maharaj told us to, he said, to chant in that mood,
what?
In separation from Krishna. He said, just like a child, he cries when his mother is gone. He said, we should chant that way.
Both are same. We have also heard, always we have heard before, first time, that Vipralam is our goal. But now by reading all these books, by self-realization, we see that.
In Jaivadharma, clearly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, union is constitutional. Separation is only to bring about union.
This is it. Keep it this is done in your heart. Everything is good. What?
Why is it that the following words, modana, madana, modana, and sambhoga, vipralamba, why so all different terms on the same point?
To increase joy of Krishna. All these things.
Why not use one term? Why
is there a difference in meaning between these terms?
Is there a different meaning to sometimes it says yog viyog, sometimes it says sambhoga vipralamba, and sometimes it says modana, madana, modana. Why they use a different term? Why not?
Little differences in all things. This is rasagata vichar. Rasagata vichar?
Yes.
Regarding ras.
Slight difference of meaning.
It's like yoga is very general, and sambhog means specifically union between.
Sambhog are so different. When Radha and Krishna are gambling, this is also the meeting. Sambhog it is also called. When he takes Radhika's dish, this is also sambhog. When he sings towards Radhika, this is also sambhog. When Naukalila means boat lila, it is also sambhav. When they are stealing the bansi,
flute,
it is also sambhav lila. And other very, that is also sambhav lila. This sambhav lila has been defined in various words, but they are not same. But in one, that is sambhav lila.
And yoga and viyoga are not defined in many terms. No. It is a simple definition.
When outwardly it is separation, Krishna tells gopis by Uddhava. And that is most important thing. Outwardly not meeting, but here Diyog, here Diyog. Krishna tells that what you prefer, Diyog or Diyog. They are bound to say that Diyog. This Diyog and this Diyog.
But Radharani says that if Krishna will be more happy by not coming back to Vrindavan, then I will be happy. So selfless.
This is the highest seva. Whether I may be in separation or not, he should be all of this. And that is why Srimati Radhika don't want to have any date of his maybe. Because when Krishna will see that I have left my
body,
then he will be very.
And she says, if by chance I do, then let each part of my body become useful to him. And Mahaprabhu, in that last verse of Shikshastakam, he says that even if Krishna is not with me, or when still he is my Lord.
He is telling, but actually, they are only giving shiksha. It may not be any case that they are not meeting. It's Raya Ramananda is telling, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikrute Kladini Shakti Smart Ekatmana Bhupura Dehvedam Vatavu Chaitanyakya Prakatam Dunatta Dvayancha Aikyamaptam Radha Bhav Dhuti Subhanitam Nauti Krishna. When he is in one, he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they are two, then Radha Krishna. At the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Krishna. But he is Aradhika by Bhav and Angakanta. Here Aradhika is not seen, but yet Aradhika is always there in one. But for Vilas, they become two. When Radhika is inside, it is seen that one. And when Radha and Krishna are seen, it is said that they are two. They never can be separated.
Yes.
Never. As sun and his heat, as Kasturi and his Gandha. Kasturi and Gandha. Yes.
In Purva Rag, they behave, they act as if they have not yet met, but we know they are eternally together.
Yeah. At that time, you will have to bhul jana,
forget
that
they have met. Yeah. Purva Rag, they feel as if this is the first preliminary meeting before the two couple have met. They see each other for the first time. Actually, what is the question of first time?
No Purvaraga at all.
Yeah, no first
time. But every day there is Purvaraga.
Is Yoga Maya's arrangement?
All are doing Yoga Maya.
I have one question. Lila Vilash.
Bandhupal Deita Gondhash Chir.
Nalda
Pulsa.
That's now. Lila Vilash. So, it is stated that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Lila Vilash is more attractive than Sambhog. So I had some idea why that is.
Lila Vilash is also Sambhog.
Right.
There is a special word for that. So Lila Vilash is more preferable than that. That is Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. Because this is the difference between Naisha Lila and Madhyamika Lila.
What was the first?
Naisha. Naisha means night. Night means in midnight, past time. And Madhyamika Lila as Radha Kunda. Naisha Lila, Sanket Van, Sanket between Nandagama and Vasana. This is the place of meeting in the night of Radha and Krishna.
And which type of Leela is that?
That is that you are calling last.
The last?
No.
Last, yes.
But in midday, pastimes.
Like Dhan of Kali.
So many. It cannot be there. So Radha Kunda Leela is preferable than Sankirtan Leela. But Nimbarka and all others prefer that.
Now,
it has been seen.
The reason why it is preferable?
That cannot be said because mouth tells this year not to tell this year. So you should imagine yourself very hidden thing. Here Gosai, Gopal Guru told Vijay Kumar, don't ask all these things. Do bhajan and keep here. Here my words are not going. But Vilas has so many activities.
I saw that they have some common, there's one thing that I noticed, something that is common to them.
Common to them, and this has so many characteristics that the lust has not that. So it is preferable. This. Only this cannot be. If only one person can ask, then something can be. This is very highest. If it was in Hindi, you can speak hither by hither and thither. But yes, we should know that it is joyful than that.
What joy?
There is no sense at all. Here all senses are. We can feel all these things. But here there are no sense at all. There naso ramani naso ramana. I am not lady, naika, and you are not nayak. At that time we become one. Nothing to remember. All lost. At that time there is no need of any duty nor any dut or anything. Only your sight and our sight meets us. Heart only meets. And we don't know that I am Radhika and you are Krishna. You also. So there is nothing to say at that time. No vichar buddhi, no remembrance, nothing at that time. But not Brahmavad.
And that is what you have described is Sambhoga Vilas. what you are just saying.
There is one word I will tell. No other questions?
No, there are other questions.
This is last. This will be the last.
That was the last question.
That was, you have some questions?
No, no.
Huh?
No.
No questions?
Those are the three we have done.
Well, you have a book.
But they're not there too.
You have no question about Swapaksha, Vipaksha, or all you understand Swapaksha, Vipaksha, Tatastha, Suhidpaksha, and why all these things have been created?
It seems to be clear.
By reading it will be clear.
Between Ujjvala Nilamani and Jaiva Dharma,
all clear.
The definition is there, and the examples are there of everything.
Mm.
And very nicely.
Very nice.
Very nice explanation of why Srimati Radhika and Chandravali's party are opposed. That by their very nature, so opposite.
Not by nature. Something behind in this. By nature, yet something behind. Because when Krishna goes to Mathura and Dwarka, once Srimati Radhika is sitting on the Govardhan Shila anywhere.
Sitting on Govardhan.
They may sit, all wild can sit, only we can. So, and that is a sphatic mani. Sphatic mani means we can see our face or body there, like a glass. She was very lean and thin, always remembering Krishna. And she was in very virah dasha, vipralambha bhava. At once he said his shadow resembling him. That sphatik shila. And he thought that, oh, she Chandravali, she has come to me.
What happened?
She saw reflection.
She saw Chandravali's reflection.
No, his own shadow.
She saw her own shadow.
Own shadow.
What was Chandravali?
She thought that she Chandravali. Now he is not recognizing because he never prayog mein nahi lati, vyavahar mein nahi lati.
Recognized because she was so thin.
He had not ever seen for so many long period in Darpan. So he thinks that it is very beautiful lady, very, very beautiful lady. And he is somewhat as mine, very beautiful. But in Krishna Vira he has been very lean and thin. So he has some affection for her. And thus, oh Chandravali, you have become so lean and thin. Oh, but Krishna loved him so much. Now he has left you also, and you are feeling very, very much separation. But Krishna has given his arms in your body, and his this
kundal
of flowers. You have, when Krishna was sleeping, this thing was on your head here. So your hands carry the bosom of Krishna. Oh, come on and get your hands in my neck. so that I feel that Krishna is loving me and he is giving his own hands, because your hands are smiling like smiling money.
No, yes.
Like Krishna. And he has some affection for that Chandrava. In separation, when they will meet, no garva, asuya, irsya, and etc. All goes away. Only in meeting, by the yogamaya, only these things are seen. But these are also a part of love, by which Radhika's greatness can be.
So when Krishna is in Mathura.
No, no separation.
They don't feel any difference. They're not angry with each other. No envy towards each other. They both sympathize.
When Krishna became outside of gopis from Ras, and he took Srimati Radhika with him. Up till there, when they saw that food, middle of Krishna food, they become irshalu. Irsha.
Envy.
Envy. It is. But when they saw that Radhika is also weeping and lying flat on the earth, then Chandravi came and gave water to the mouth of Srimati Radhika. Oh, you are also like this. We all are in the same category. Krishna has
left her.
Cheated.
No word that I want to. Krishna has cheated us. Both cheated. We have been cheated and he is cheated. Now we are one. They feel sympathy for Radhika and Chandravali also feel sympathy for
Radhika.
Then they both went to the Rasasthali again. All in one they went there. And no separate party, nothing, and they began to Jayati te adhikam janmanam puja. So in separation they are one. No, nothing, envy, nothing. Irsha. These are not written. These facts. You should understand. Understand?
Much as I can. Hear what you're saying, the realization will have to come.
Then you will go there, then you will understand.
Explains that the age of Srimati Radhika is little younger than Chandravali. Younger age.
Chandravali is some days greater than Srimati Radhika.
That's like that. And her body is more developed than Srimati Radhika.
Not more, but a little more.
Little bit.
Very lean and thin. Both are very beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And there are none to equivalent. But Radharani, Kaya view is Chandravali. No samata. Samata means
similarity.
But for Rasa Udaya, Srimati Radhika has become Chandravali.
therefore they are sisters.
Mm.
As Krishna and Balaram are brothers.
Mm. Like this.
So, we were thinking to read chapters 39 and 40. And discuss those things.
You have read?
No,
that
we have.
That now we want
to. Now we have 34, 36, 5, 36.
We think 39 and 40 will more questions.
Because 39 and 40 is the means, the method, the bhajan.
Mm.
So they must require more
explanation. Bhaktivinoda Thakur here is specially wrote for us.
Yeah, it's not in Ujjala Nilamala.
No.
So it will require more explanation.
Now our desires have increased.
Mm?
Now our desire has increased.
Mm.
Actually, every day we come here.
Mm. God's grace and Gurudev's grace, mercy. Here you should feel that we cannot have bhakti. Yesterday we were reading.
You were reading?
In class.
In the afternoon?
Afternoon, from
5:30 to 7.
What were you reading? Which part?
Second part.
Which part?
Gokumar.
But which?
Gokumar has reached up to Mukti Kshetra, and here he's talking with
associate of Narayan.
Oh. Narayan Parikar. About bhakti. That bhakti is not of me, but yet Swabharma is bhakti. Jivare Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Das. So when we anger to any person, it is our thing, that anger. But when we see Krishna past times and at them that time, if we anger against Kamsa, it is not Prakriti. Understand?
Oh, yeah.
It's not material.
Transcendental.
If we are loving any person, these are our things. Man, mani jad. It is the activities of our man, indriyas. But when we see Krishna Parikar with Krishna and we love,
that is from the soul.
From that soul's. Similarly, bhakti, that reading of Srimad Bhagavat, hearing of Srimad Bhagavat, chanting holy name, doing anything for seva, Krishna seva, whether in rasoi ghar,
kitchen
room, or archan, all these activities are pure bhakti. But as our these things are not aprakriti, so we feel that we are doing kitchen, we are doing remembering Krishna, we are hearing, but we cannot hear all this. Krishna has, or Gurudev has, by their mercy, we are hearing all this. And it is like this, that if fire is sadatmi in Lauha Loman,
iron.
Follow? Iron does not
burn.
Fire burns. Similarly, these All actions are of bhakti, not of So hearing of Krishna name, chanting of Krishna name, what we do is not our indriya's actions. At first we are not doing all these things, we are doing nonsense. When we heard from Gurudev or any authentic sadhu, some association, from then he used to hear, to chant. So chanting is not our indriyas. Understand? So everything, what we are now doing for Krishna, you are coming here,